WikiLeaks made the claim, extraordinary claim, that the CIA and UK intelligence used microphones inside TVs as listening devices even when they were turned off. And apparently it's been going on for quite some time with all sorts of different technology. I giggle because it includes some of the technology that you can get compromised by, cloud pets. These are obviously kind of, you know, technological furry toys that your kids may have. They may be listening in. So we're going to have a chat about, you know, your general tech safety with IT expert from Leap Consulting, Jean Barner, who joins us. Jean, hi.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well, great to have you aboard. Seriously, cloud pets?
Yeah, it was a really scary scenario for all the parents who had recorded conversations with their kids and found they were accessible to everyone online.
Isn't this kind of like the nightmare that everyone thinks, you know, oh, is like, you know, the nanny monitor style things that, you know, people wind up using for other purposes? Is this just another example?
It is, and it seems to be a long line of these toy-type manufacturers. There was another one with Hello Barbie where that information is just getting kept in the internet when unprotected states where people can access it, or other people can get access to your cameras, which is even worse.
So what was the case here? Was it the fact that it was basically recording all the time and the info went somewhere, and that was what the intelligence community was able to access?
Well, in the case of Cloud Pets specifically, that product was recording the conversation, so you would send a message to your kids or them back to you. Rather than being stored on the device, it would connect to your Wi-Fi and be connected onto the internet, and it would be hosted there. And what happened was all of that information was stored in a big piece of software that was found to have no password, and being completely accessible to other people browsing the internet.
Wow, and the figure is like more than 800,000 users.
Yeah, correct. 800,000, that we know of, yeah.
Wow. So, okay, what about the TVs? I mean, you know, we heard way back in, you know, the early days of smart TVs that there could be a danger that I believe marketing people and TV stations could be listening back to us, but it's gone further than that.
It has, and unfortunately, thanks to the WikiLeaks group, they've uncovered a treasure trove of CIA exploits or weaknesses which target common systems we all use, so Apple phones, Google, Samsung TVs. Samsung in particular, they were able to take control of the video camera and microphone.
That's a bit scary.
It is, however, however, the thing to remember, and before everyone goes out and starts putting masking tape on their TVs, that in the particular case of the Samsung devices, it was the 2013 TVs, they had to have access to the TV. So they had to be able to come into your home, update the software that sits on the TV. So it wasn't quite the view that we're seeing everywhere around them be able to sit in a remote control room and see you from afar. They still had to put on the blue overalls and have the fake Telstra sign in the van and get access to your home.
They had to get a little bit old school, is what you say. Okay.
Yeah, the spy industry is still going to be well and truly employed based on what we've seen in these documents.
So then, are these just kind of isolated incidents? I mean, who is it that seems to be on the whole listening in if these things are being monitored?
Well, a lot of what we're seeing is in the case of the CIA leaks, it was pretty much a what we can do document. So they've discovered this, WikiLeaks has discovered this document, which is a list of, okay, here's the things we can do. It was shared amongst the intelligence community in America. And then WikiLeaks has been very prominent in saying, if you try and hide a tool that will breach privacy, it will eventually become someone else's property. And they're very big on any government states. And mostly this is being done by big business, big government, I should say.
Okay. So what they're saying to manufacturers, if you're building one into your products, then it will be taken over by someone else.
Yeah. So if you're building a product and you're not securing it and you're not taking advice from people, because a lot of what's being discovered was known or made known to some big manufacturers and they didn't do anything about it. Cloud Pets was told three times about the weakness in their database and didn't do anything about it before the public was told. So some of this is around the public demanding more from the products we buy every day.
Okay, so it's not necessarily that they're monitoring, it's just that the possibility is there that they could. So we need to just be aware or knock them, you know, rattle some cages. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I think people seem to feel like it's just a Hollywood event, like it's not possible, it can't happen. You know, there's famous photos on the internet of the head of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, with masking tape on his microphone and webcam. So if a guy with that much money and that much technology available still does something old school like that, then maybe a little bit of security prowess that we can all do. Because there are a few really simple things everyone can do to protect themselves just from the average hacker or online weakness in systems.
How many new TVs actually come with cameras or microphones in them?
Well, the majority of what we're seeing now come out with smart technology in them. So, you know, the TVs that you used to buy at the high-end stores, now you can buy in everyday department stores, come standard as smart TVs, so they're internet-enabled.
So they'll be ready for web chats, essentially.
Yeah, web chats, yeah. And the danger is the more we buy devices connected to the internet, the greater we are relying on those companies to actually have secure software, secure hardware. So, you know, an internet-connected fridge might be a great idea until someone takes over and turns it into an oven.
Well, there's an interesting thought. Okay, now, another thing that I thought maybe I'd throw past you that I noticed this week was, and admittedly, this was warnings about people in Sydney using Gumtree to get mobile phones, to, you know, buy and sell mobile phones. They were in all sorts of trouble with potential dodginess. And I guess the way that this is more relevant to many of us, I mean, I think anyone that's tried to buy or sell things on Gumtree or other, you know, social media platforms has probably come across the scammer. I mean, are there things that we should probably keep in mind when we're, you know, going, oh, I'm going to try and find a bargain online?
I think whenever you're doing anything online nowadays, you have to really approach first with a bit of scepticism on the person on the other end proving who they are. You hope you don't have to do that, but with online technology and software, it's actually a lot easier to impersonate someone else or have a fake address or email. And that just means that when you're meeting in person with someone and you think, yep, I've got the right information, I know who they are, it could be someone totally different. Mm-hmm. And if you're going into these kind of exchanges for phones or even cars, money transfers, there's a huge amount of risk involved. And especially if it's the first time you've done it, you need to be really wary, just as you would if you were going to another country for the first time.
I think any time that you're potentially transferring funds, you just got to make sure that you need to.
yeah, that's right. And there's some, I suppose, platforms that are a bit safer than others. You know, eBay has a lot of buyer protection. But even that product, if you're seeing the people that were buying, you know, pictures of brand new cars and ended up getting sent a picture of a car.
Do you know what? This is starting to remind me of some of those back of the magazine scams from back at the, you know, 1800s, where it was like, get yourself, you know, a brand new bed, and what they'd actually get would be a doll's bed. You'd think you're buying a full size one, you'd get a toy.
Exactly. And unfortunately, that has not gone away. Criminals and scammers just find a new angle. With all the great advances in technology, it also brings that opportunity to them as well.
Not even a new angle sometimes, it's just a new way of delivery, isn't it? So just always buyer beware. Hey, Zorn, thank you so much for helping us out there, for, you know, reassuring us and for giving us some guidance in the potentially scary world of tech.
No problem. Thank you.
IT expert from Leap Consulting, that's Zorn Barner here at 882 6PR with the first episode, may well be the last still, of Darren DeMello's, let's make it official.
On the Weekend Wake-Up, it's time for Darren DeMello's Neighbourhood Watch.
What he said.